Well, happy new year and welcome to We Served Now What, the podcast formerly known as Courage to Fight Again, where we do our best to answer the questions veterans and their families are already asking. This is Season 6, Episode 1, the first episode after our big pivot. And if you want to know more about our pivot, go check out the bonus episode called When It's Time to Pivot. Appropriate name, right? My name is Aaron Perkins, U.S. Army combat veteran, husband to a beautiful wife, father to two amazing kiddos, and I also authored a book called Resolve, a step-by-step guide that takes you, the veteran, through the journey of rediscovering purpose, meaning, and passion in your life after you've left the military. And if you hadn't guessed, I'm the host of this podcast. And on this first episode of the show, right here at the beginning of 2021, I want to orient you to the show and kind of let you know what to expect from We Served Now What, including where we get the questions and how you can submit your own questions. So, first of all, what this podcast is all about, and I know I just mentioned it at the top of the show, but it's a podcast where we do one thing. We do our best to answer the questions that you're already asking. No question is off limits. Anything goes. And if post 9/11 veterans and family members are asking the question, it's definitely worth exploring. So, where do we come up with the questions? Well, there's a few different places. My own experience. I served in the United States Army from 2006 to 2014, did three combat deployments, two to Iraq, one to Afghanistan, left the military at the end of 2014, and now, having been in the civilian world for a little over 6 years, I've learned a lot about what veterans go through and the questions that almost all of us are asking. Another way we get those questions is through those personal relationships, conversations I have with veterans, whether right here in Alabama, where my family and I call home, or around the country. Another huge place we find questions is in our post 9/11 Veterans and Families Facebook group. I'll post the link to the group in the show notes where you can join the group. Just click on request. There's a couple questions you got to answer there. But also other veteran groups, whether that's on Facebook or Rally Point or wherever it may be, the same questions tend to come up over and over and over. And also, love to hear from you directly as well. And you can submit a question directly to us. Just drop us a line at podcast@couragetofightagain.com. So, what you'll find here in Season 6 are a few things. Like in this particular episode, we're addressing the question of what's new for veterans in 2021. And throughout the episode, throughout the season, we'll be answering questions like, what does a normal transition look like? What do I do about nightmares? Are there any surefire ways for overcoming anxiety? How do I use my post 9/11 GI Bill? And a lot more questions to come. We will publish a brand new episode every 2 weeks. When we come back, we'll be answering the question, what's new for veterans in 2021? We'll be talking about COVID-19 vaccines. We'll be talking about whether or not you're getting a cost of living adjustment and what you should do, if anything, if you didn't see one. We'll be talking about, well, maybe a not-so-good news story. That's a category I just made up. Of VA overpayment notifications that they're sending out again. And finally, we'll be introducing you to the brand new VA Welcome Kit. Stay with us. Who am I? Why am I still here? How can I uncover who I was meant to be? During my own transition from the U.S. Army, the wounds of war, especially those not visible, continued to plague my heart. Through the pain of job loss, a PTSD diagnosis, and often crippling anxiety, I finally discovered the reason I'm here on the earth, and I knew I couldn't keep it to myself. So I wrote a book simply titled Resolve. Resolve is a book that is unapologetically faith-based, a step-by-step guide designed for maximum effectiveness in the context of a small group of other veterans. Resolve provides veterans everywhere with a tool to help you step into your new life, a life full of hope, purpose, and vision for the future. To pick up your copy of Resolve, head over to CourageToFightAgain.com. That's CourageToFightAgain.com. So COVID-19 vaccines are rolling out. They actually started rolling out at the end of last year, just a few weeks ago. And according to the VA secretary, their ultimate goal is to offer the vaccine to all veterans and employees who want to be vaccinated. So as of right now, it doesn't sound like there's any sort of requirement to get the COVID-19 vaccine to get VA care or anything like that. I will post the link to that article on va.gov, and so you can get more information about that. So if you want to know whether you are able to get it at your facility, at your VA facility, you can click on that article and check it out there. They have more information about the, I think, 128 different places or different VA care facilities that have it right now and kind of where you fall in line for getting that vaccine. All right, so biggest question that I know that I had at least a few weeks ago, and maybe many of you still have, is are we getting a raise or did we get a raise or a cost of living adjustment to our VA disability benefits, retirement pay, survivor's benefits, that sort of thing? Well, the good news is yes, it is a 1.3% raise, and that is pretty much across the board. It's right in line with the cost of living adjustment for Social Security as well. So we are doing pretty well as far as the cost of living adjustment goes. But that being said, if you did not see a cost of living adjustment in your most recent disability pay, retirement pay, survivor's benefits, you may fall into one of the other categories that either did not see an adjustment or will not be receiving adjustment, or will receive it later or will receive a smaller adjustment. So I will post a link to that DOD memo, Department of Defense memo, in the show notes as well. And you can take a look at that, and it breaks it down pretty well of who is getting the 1.3% and who is not. Again, for most of you, you will not even need to check that out because you'll see the 1.3%. But for the few of you that it might apply to, I'll post that link so you can check out that memo. All right, so here's the bad news category. I just made up that category. There is no bad news category on this show, but it could be thought of as potentially bad news. So the VA is resuming their overpayment notifications. So if you owe money to the VA and you know you need to pay that back, and maybe last April you got a note from the VA saying, hey, we're going to kind of put a pause on collecting these overpayments, then you're going to start receiving these overpayment notifications again. Now, don't freak out yet, because you can still get relief. The VA is not saying, you know what, COVID-19's over with, let's just move forward and collect money from veterans, because they understand that a lot of us are still in some crazy times, so to speak, or financial hardship. But here's the thing I want you to really take away from this, and of course, I will post the link to this article on the VA website in the show notes, but the real thing I want you to take away from this is that the department, the VA, will pause collections through October 2021 for veterans, and this is directly from the article, for veterans who remain in financial hardship and request relief. So if you've already told the VA, like, hey, I'm in a financial hardship, I lost my job, or whatever it may be, make sure you tell them again. Make sure you get on here. You can call an 800 number they have on here, and you can also submit your request online, it looks like. So check that out. I would love to hear if you have any success or honestly any issues with it as well. If you have to go through this route of trying to keep those overpayment notifications kind of on hold. Not the notification specifically, but keeping that on hold till at least October so you don't have to pay it back right away. All right. So finally, I want to touch on this thing I just found not too long ago, the VA Welcome Kit. And there's a lot of content here, but compared to what I received when I got out at the end of 2014, this is leaps and bounds ahead of that. And I don't want you to think like, oh, well, I've been out for a while, so I don't need it and it can't apply to me. That's the cool thing about this. I've read over this briefly, and even though it's 42 pages long, they break it down really nicely. And it takes your transition from the military and puts it into basically kind of like little buckets, little categories, and says, okay, if you're about to get out, here are the things you can explore with a VA. If you just got out, these are the things you should explore or benefits you might be eligible for. If you've been out for a while, here are the things you might want to take a look at. So, of course, I'll post this in the show notes as well. That's on the VA website. And there's so much great content in there. We might actually circle back around to this in a future episode, especially if you guys let me know that you are really, really interested in hearing more about it. But that's it. That is it for our first show of We Served, Now What? Season 6. Next time on the show, we're addressing a question that, if you're anything like me, you've wondered to yourself, and maybe you've even said it out loud a time or two. And that question is this: what does a normal transition look like? Is my transition normal? Am I normal with the phase I'm in right now? Is my transition crazier or not as crazy as others? We're going to talk about that, and we're going to dig into that and unpack that a little bit. But I want to know, what are your questions? If you want to submit your questions, there's a couple ways you can do that. One, record a voice memo on your phone and send it to podcast@couragetofightagain.com. Or, this is the most preferred way, join the Post 9/11 Veterans and Families Facebook group and post your question there. We all have a lot of questions, but the most important question we can ask ourselves is this: have I accepted the forgiveness of sins that only comes through faith in Jesus Christ? Well, I'll see you right back here 2 weeks from today. And until next time, thanks for listening.